Now, it's August 27, 1972, and Jim Lyon Shows and Joe Medicine Crow and Stuart Connor are sitting at the site of an old Blackfoot fortification on West Pryor Mountain in Bighorn County on the Crow Indian Reservation. And Jim has talked about showing us this for 3 or 4 years now, and we finally got together. And we want you, Jim, if you just tell us, you know, everything that you know about this, and then Joe and I'll ask some other questions and so forth, and just kind of speak right toward the mic. We've got 3 tape recorders going here.
The way the old timers do, I got a step granddad. He was telling me about it. And telling me about it, that this party was Blackfeet, and the Crow, along with them, here. And, when I first knew it, came to this location here, what is Fort was built. First I know I was around about, I'd say around about 15 or 16. Since that, right now, up to date now, I'm 6 years old. And that's years old. And when the last time I saw it, there was log built where the ground was dug. It's all grown up to fill up everything in just a rock somewhere here.
Now, how high were the logs?
I'd say when the last time I saw it, it was about a log or so sticking out. It must be a high one. Them old timers claim they usually stand around about 6 or 7 feet high.
Were the logs just laid on the ground?
Yeah, just laid on the ground.
And then laid on top of each other?
Yeah. Just like a log house, you know. And, or just like kind of a corral around.
But when you saw it, there was only 1 or 2 logs high?
Yeah, 1 or 2 logs high.
How big were the logs? How big around? How thick were they?
They must be around about 10 or 12 inches.
What was your, it was your step-grandfather?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Well, his name was Joe Gunn.
Gunn?
Yeah, Gunn. Joe Gunn.
And he told you about this then about when you were 15 or 16?
Yeah.
And that would be about 45 years ago then.
Yeah.
45, yeah.
And where did he hear about it, do you know?
Well, he got the story from his ancestors.
And as I recall, what you said, there were some Blackfeet that were using
Blackfeet.
The fort?
Yeah, Blackfeet.
Do you remember if he told you how many there were? How many Blackfeet?
No, he didn't say. I don't think there were very much around about. He claims there must be around about 20 in the party.
And did the crows catch them up here?
Yeah, they cleaned them up here.
Do you remember any of the names of any of the crows that were in the battle?
No, I don't know. They It must be a real long time ago.
I see. Did he tell you how many crows there were?
Oh, I think when you're on the warriors in the big rocks there.
Mountain crows.
Mountain
crows.
Mountain crows, I think. Mountain crows.
Why would the crows be up here?
Well, most of the time this camping ground for fire, cock, horse, runs down to Rock Creek, Yellowstone.
Did you know why they would come up on top of the mountain?
Well, they must have noticed the war party.
Do you have any idea when it was that the battle took place?
No. My leaf today is a soap top.
Well, here's an indication, Stuart, that it was the same year where there was a big snowstorm when the fire was camped at the present site of Red Lodge and was snowed in there for days. Okay. I don't know who. My grandmother, Mrs. Yellowtail, who died about 5 years ago, she recalls that she was a young lady. And they were at camp there at Red Lodge, and there was a big snowfall in the spring when the choke cherry tree leaves were as big as a quarter. So it must be in April. Anyhow, the snow just kept falling, and covered the doors or the teepees almost to the top. And they had to crawl out through the top. And then have to crawl out. And so she was a young lady then. Whether it's the same snowfall that he's talking about or another one, I don't know. Of course, my grandmother was born in 1864. And if she were a young lady, it would be in late 60. And this battle took place here. It isn't too long ago, and those logs should still be here.
And looking at it now as we sit here, there just doesn't seem to be any sign of logs right here at all. There are rocks that seem to outline about the usual size of what we're calling now crib log structures. And they were usually maybe 15 feet across or something like that, the structures themselves. I suppose it's possible that somebody has come along and taken these for firewood while they were camping up here. This is quite a ways from any real trail or anything, although there is a very dim trail that comes right next to it. We'll measure these rocks and everything after a bit. Did anybody else ever tell you about the battle that took place here, Jim?
There's another old man they call Yellowface. He died around about 90 some odd years ago. He told the same story of what my stepdad was telling me. But he didn't say that he took any part in it at all. No.
Where would they get those big long logs? I wonder if that time.
Take long, must be longer than what they're.
Taller trees here then. These old limber pines, they don't grow much taller than me. No. Lena. Across or what?
What?
15.
Yeah, it must be about 10 feet across or 10 or 12 feet. And it's longer.
One way,
yeah. It must be around about, let's say around about, 24, or something like that.
He's fine. We go up there.
Marty, just was saying, you know,
yeah.
It could go to make a lot of fire, but either go to go to the silver or go to this side.
Well, he said about time when he was up here, these trees are pretty short or hardly anything.
We can see it coming up the trail there. Right.
Well, maybe there was a forest fire before that or something.
45 years ago, these would be a little short trees, wouldn't they?
You got you.
Like that.
How was it that you came to be up here, Jim?
Just hunting.
And the trail came up
right down here.
Yeah, that's about.
About 600 yards down
there. That would be more or less north. And then there's another drop-off or canyon on the south side, just on the opposite side of this here, isn't there?
Yeah.
And these two canyons come together down here, do they?
There's another canyon down in there, too. And this here is kind of a basin, a short canyon where the creek comes from. This canyon and this, about three canyons. In the middle canyon, it's here, short canyon, that's where the trail comes from.
What did you hunt up here?
Deer, black tail.
Well, I can't think of anything else at the moment. We'll turn the tape recorders off and do some measuring of these rock outlines here. And I'll try to photograph them and record them as best we can.